What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Adam Ronan, he's back.
Thanks. How's it going?
Thanks for coming on, mate.
Yeah.
You look rough.
I feel like shit.
Big night, mate.
Yeah.
What did you get up to? You watched the AFL?
Kind of. Watched the NRL.
Have you got pink eye?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, he does. Get that on the camera. Zoom in.
Eating ass.
Oh, I wish it was that enjoyable. I've just been lying on a filthy lounge, I think. So. That's what happens when you're homeless. So.
Yeah.
I'll rent you the van, mate.
Yeah?
No, I won't, actually.
I'll end up with fucking red eye then.
You'll get something.
Come out with
fucking
monkey
pregnant.
Pox.
Yeah.
I've been fucking in that van a lot.
Yuck.
That's one of your favourite... I know it's everybody's favourite pastimes, but one of your favourite pastimes is talking about fucking in front of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad.
He likes to brag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting pussy.
Yeah.
Unlike you faggots.
I'm getting pussy, man. I'm married.
Pussy?
It's all good.
I thought married people didn't get pussy.
Nah, man. We fuck all the time.
Yeah, fuck good. Yeah. Is that why your back's sore?
Yeah. That's. Yeah, no. The other week we had a particularly fucking long session. And I woke up.
5 minutes, was it? Or?
Yeah, just past six
he
and a half.
Six.
Six and a half. Fucking legs were sore the next day. I felt like I did a workout.
You fuck like you do comedy.
Yeah.
It's 15 minutes, everyone's fucking not happy by the end of it. It's gone on too long.
Yeah.
How's your crowd work?
You come here much? No.
Never.
Fucking 2 minutes in, I've already got him.
Yeah, nice.
Have you got your zinger button yet?
Nah.
You have to get
can't
one.
Afford a zinger button, mate. Don't have a roadcaster.
Yeah.
Got the Yamaha.
Yeah. We were talking about it before, but I was like, oh, me and Ben were going to get a roadcaster. I was like, oh, you can
what,
check
one
it.
Of those thingos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're good.
Eh. Kind of. I suppose like, for podcasting, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good for
exactly.
Like, but you could just buy like a soundboard, plug it in, and just fucking.
Yeah.
Do you could.
Do the zingers through that.
Yeah.
Or you could just buy like a little snare drum and a cymbal and just set it next to you.
We'll just make Tyler put it in post.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Tyler, can we get some ducks quacking right now? Thanks.
How about some crickets chirping for Adam's fucking mad zingers he's going to be ripping later.
Could you also edit in, just for no reason, just like an anime girl?
Yeah. No!
I'd like that as well. If we're making requests, let's be honest.
You've got a problem.
There's nothing wrong with it, mate. Don't kink shame me, motherfucker.
I never understood how people can, like, whack off to cartoons.
Neither can I, to
well,
be
we're about
honest.
To find out. That sounded a little bit too long.
No, like, I've never done it. I've watched, like, lots of those videos.
I've tried.
On the internet. Yeah.
I just get bored. I'm like no, this is shit.
I'd rather just watch real porn.
Yeah.
You just talk to the TV and go, you... Hey, cartoon girls, do you know I'm fucking at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, we fucking been trying to get off the Pornhub lately.
You have?
Yeah.
I haven't been watching any.
Yeah.
I've had a fucking good break.
Yeah.
It's been good. Yeah.
Oh, I'm back into it, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Cool show.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. On the lounge. Fucking rubbing me up.
Yeah, that's why I've got pink eye.
Are you just staying on your mate's couch at the moment?
Yeah.
And that's the plan for the next, like, 5 weeks or 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you got a place yet?
No. I'm moving out with this fuckhead.
Yeah. I've got to get a place. I'm going to give Adam pink eye. It's going to be great.
I wonder how long that's going to last.
Well, it depends how long he's with Georgia for, really. Because if he's with Georgia, he won't be there all the time.
Yeah.
And then I think that's when we really get along well, when we don't fucking hang out with each other.
Yeah.
That's when we get on the best, when I don't have to see you.
When we don't interact at all.
So you were going to move to Wagga. That was the plan.
That was the plan.
That's all gone to shit.
Thank fuck.
You want to do some therapy, mate? You want to talk about it?
Nah.
It's raw, but I'm going to get him. Here's my theory of what happened. Because you were like, it was all well and good when you went down there to pick her up from Wagga, right?
Oh, she just wanted to lift back.
She just wanted to, I reckon, just 8 hours in the car with you is what
all it took.
No, because we had podcasts. I was listening to podcasts and she was listening to podcasts. She knew she wanted to fucking get rid of me before I fucking went down there. So.
Oh, that's fucked.
Wow.
Wanted to do it in person.
It was like one of those, you know, those cunts that go out sailing, solo sailing around the world and then they get in trouble and then they have to get rescued.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're really rich, like, you should pay them. And they're like, nah, I'm fucking... It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you come and get me, and then once I'm back home, we need to talk.
Fucking hell. That's rough as fuck. Anyway.
Maybe I just deserved it, so you never know.
Yeah, there's always that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's probably reasons for it. We know you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably... No, she just woke up one day. I feel like breaking up today for something different. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's mix things up a little bit.
I'm upset with her because I thought you were gone. Everyone was so happy.
Yeah.
I know. I disappointed a lot of people. All these people said these really nice things and then I just stuck around. They're like, oh, fuck.
Fucking no one said anything nice.
Yeah, some people did. Some people that aren't absolute fucking dog shit humans like yourselves.
I don't know any. Fucking hell. So, yeah, now we've got to get a place.
So why don't you just move into the place that fucking...
Oh, it's a long story. It's in their super fund. I'm trying to get a loan. By trying, I haven't tried yet, but that's next week's agenda.
Yeah.
Try and get a loan on the place.
You won't be able to.
I don't think so. No,
not without a job.
No.
Yeah, the bank's like, what do you do? Fuck all. Yeah, have some money. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, you're a subcontractor. Even if you're like a full-time subby and you're making good money, they still won't give you a loan.
No.
Yeah, you got to have a job.
Yeah, you got to be employed by someone.
Oh, it was a fucking nightmare for me and Tanya, and we're like fully employed.
Yeah.
Let alone someone who does odd jobs.
Hmm. Yeah, I get one shift a week guaranteed, that's it.
Yeah.
And I get like $300 from that.
Yeah. Is that doing the caravan?
No. Nah. No, doing the deliveries.
Are you still doing caravans or?
No.
No.
No, that's fucked. That's gone. Yeah.
Was that an amicable split or you told?
Yeah. Just didn't have enough work on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a shit cunt. So I was like, fair enough.
Yeah.
What, your quality of work was going down or your quantity of work was going down?
Oh, a bit of both. You know how it is.
I do.
No, I was going all right. Like, it was just fucking... My mate that I got the job there, he's gone like full time. The other guy's full time as well, and I was just casual. And I was like trying to do comedy, and I was like, oh, if I could do like 4 days a week or 3 days a week, and did that for a bit, and then just because it's a small shed, there's only so many caravans you can get in there. And he was like, nah, I just don't have the work.
It's just because you were bombing at the caravan place, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what about this one, boys? And they're like, you got to get the fuck out of here.
Get him out. Yeah, no fucking good.
So, how's that trying to do comedy going anyway?
Me trying. Yeah, it's going well. Tell you what.
You had a good set last night. I'll fucking shout you out there. You had a ripper of a set. New material as well.
Yeah, that went good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that went well.
Yeah.
That's a bit that could go fucking sideways. There's one I did on Tuesday Wednesday, about fucking new relationships.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to be like 20 years in.
Did you add the tags at all?
What tags?
The one about, you know, you still got to work on it or whatever.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I did last night. I forgot to fucking record it.
It went
pretty well.
Yeah.
And it was shorter. So I just got to try and fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
It's good to do new shit. I'm fucking sick of... Yeah. MCing's hard, like, because you can't try new shit. And if you've only got the Tuesday to MC, then it's like, well, I'm not going to fucking try anything on fucking a book show. That might fucking go real bad.
Yeah. I got recognised last night at the pub.
Oh, yeah.
Some crazy fucking cunt. It was... Yeah. Oh, you're that bloke that rinsed those chicks, aren't you? Fucking... He must have been at the Stag that night when...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yep.
Probably.
Yeah. And then he just hung around. Fuck.
Fucking painful.
Yeah. And then starts fucking floating jokes. And he's like, oh no. Imagine what it'd be like to be actually good and getting like just people all the time coming up and just be like, this is fucked.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't want that at all. Yeah, I did that joke on the Wednesday at the Stag, and then some chick came up to Georgia afterwards and she's like, you need to leave him. He's insecure.
Oh, that's that crazy bitches. I think the blonde one, the one that was there, she's the same one that was the one that was the pain in the ass.
There was that one, and there was the other one with the fucking
clip in her hair,
the fucking thing on the top. And she's like, oh, I scam guys on the internet for money. And I'm like, so you have an OnlyFans, basically. Like, yeah. What's this mad scam that you're running? I want to know. It's fucking, yeah, I can't imagine she's got like a fucking any sort of plan to scam apart from like show people her pussy.
Yeah.
Which is probably quite the scam.
Yeah. That the funniest thing happened, that blonde chick was she was like yelling out. She's like, I want to win the game. I was like, yep. She didn't win the game, obviously. And then she was trying to get photos with the people who won. And they're like, no, fuck off. Like, you didn't win. Like, why would you be in the photo? And I was like, yeah, fuck off, loser. Just laughed in her face.
Good.
Oh, fucking.
She's been kicked out before, eh?
Yeah, she was the one that got booted. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fucking heckler. Fuck her.
Yeah, I wish I stayed around for the last... when it all went to shit.
Yeah, and then that fucking meth-headed woman... come around, she was cracky. Fucked.
Try to like fucking slap Tanya on the vagina.
Oh yeah, like, that's what you want.
Yeah, and he's like, fuck off, like. And then, because we're all standing there, classic like comic circle, all just standing around riffing, having a good time. She rocks up, fucking walks straight in the middle of the circle, just starts being a menace. Everyone just disperses, and then somehow me and Tanya got stuck at like the end of it with her. And she was like halfway through a sentence. I was like, we've got to go. She's like, what? I was like, yeah, see ya. And just like walked away from her.
Was she watching the show? Or?
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
You should have stayed, Ronan. You could have rooted her.
Hey, oh, I need one at the moment, so yeah.
You could have got two pink eyes. Yeah, she would have went off.
She was a fucking problem.
She was like late 40s, wearing fucking leopard print.
She was probably late 20s.
Just the mess.
The crack and fucking...
Yeah, she's got some crack kilometres on her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the fucking open mic on Tuesday, after that, I was fucked. I just wanted to go home. And Eddie's like, who's coming to the Hammer? And I was like, fuck, I'm not going. And George is like, I want to go. I want to hang out with Eddie. I'm like, all right, I'll fucking drop you there.
Well, she hasn't got hearing damage yet, or...?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're both as bad as each other, fucking getting on the piss and talking shit. But we were walking up Derby Street, and I didn't see it because I was fucking tired, not paying attention, but some fucking dude, like, just fucking took a stack just walking up the street and just fucking split his head open like a coconut on the ground. Like, he apparently... George was telling me, like, he fell, he stumbled, tried to catch himself, and then he just went boom, went down, and just fucking smashed his head open. And he was just delirious, like, didn't know where the fuck he was. She's running up, like, nurse mode, trying to triage him, and he's just bleeding and shit. He wasn't bleeding that much, though. It was a fucking, like, two giant gashes on his forehead.
Yeah, okay.
And he's obviously done this before. Like, he's a professional at fucking headbutting.
A lot of scar concrete.
Tissue there. Yeah. Yeah. And he's, going on about how he's a demigod and he's sick of this world. I'm going to die tonight and all this shit. I'm like, fucking hell, this is fucked.
Get out of there.
I just wanted to get home. And then, yeah, she's like, oh, we can't leave him. He's fucked. Like, we've got to get him home, get him in a cab. He's like, can you call a cab for me? And then...
about an ambulance.
Yeah, well, he didn't really need an ambo. He wasn't bleeding that much.
Lump him with a fucking $900 bill and fucking get on your way.
He might have needed an ambulance. If you've got a concussion, you should go have a CT scan.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Anyway, he was pretty pissed.
Yeah, fuck it.
Or something. I don't know. Hope he didn't look like he was on drugs. Yeah, well, he said he was going to die that night, so haven't heard from him since.
Yeah.
But, just fucking chucked him in the van. He only lived in, like, Bruce Street in Cook's Hill, so it was around the corner.
Ah, yeah.
Just fucking... chucked him in the van and took him home. Oh, I was like, that was fucking great.
Then you go to Hammo?
Yeah, then I went to the Hammo. And then I had some drinks because I was like, that was fucked.
Yeah. Now you're awake.
Yeah.
I can't believe you took him home. I fucking... You're a better man than I.
What would have you done? Just step over him?
I would have kicked him first.
Well, I didn't see him stack it, so I thought he was just some meth head rolling around on the street. And she's run up to him, and I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. Like, just leave the cunt.
Yeah.
And then, nah, he was just fucking hammered, and he just, smashed his head open. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really capped off the night.
Yeah. We want to talk about it here. Did you see what Bobby chucked in the group chat? The video?
Oh, Neil's show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking pretty cool story. Drunk in the crowd at...
not really. It's just racial profiling.
Wow.
It is.
Indians helping their brothers out.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
And then Bobby got up, didn't do any prepared material, so he went, well, and fucking off they go.
Classic Bobby.
He killed. Fucking ended up, like, doing the whole show with them. Which is pretty cool. Fucking shout out to Bobby. Doesn't listen to this podcast, but...
He called me up, like, fucking 11 o'clock at night. He's like, oh, I just fucking did this. Like, tells me the story. I'm drunk and I'm driving. I'm like, Bobby, it's double demerits. Pull your fucking head in, cunt. What are you doing? He's like, nah. I'm like, oh, man.
He's a fucking menace.
Yeah. Enjoy Bobby before he goes to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be all right in jail, though. If anyone can go to jail and be all right, it'll be him. Till someone stabs him.
Yeah, I was going to say, jiu-jitsu's not going to help you when there's five cunts with fucking shanks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'd say just start his own crime family in jail and fucking... He'd be like that Humsy bloke just running the whole show from inside.
Yeah, he wouldn't come out a better man, that's for sure.
No. He'd come out with new material. That'd be it.
Yeah. Yeah, he always comes across as like a Joey Diaz wannabe.
Yeah. So I was butt-fucking this guy in the showers, right?
It is what it is. You got to do what you got to do.
What happens in prison stays in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell. This is really high energy, this podcast.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's fucking good.
I'm fucking so tired. I had broken sleep again last night. Just fucking... gotten into this mad habit where I'll just wake up at 2:30 in the morning, wide awake, can't get back to sleep until about 4:30, and then...
Let me have a pull.
Yeah, do some exercise.
Do both.
Valid points. Valid points.
What do you do?
I just lay there and stare at the ceiling.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a real fun fucking thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Just lay there, fucking wake my wife up. Usually get up for a piss. Exciting stuff. We'll talk about last night's show. I want to talk about last night's show.
I want to talk about the show before the show. What a fucking hoot.
Oh, man, so good.
Fuck me.
I only caught half an hour of it, but I'll probably hang around today. I'll just stay here.
Oh, is that a dancing so fucking can... thing?
Yeah, contemporary dance mixed with, like, trivia. It's the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Was it so bad it was good, or was it just so bad that it was bad?
It was so bad that you couldn't even make fun of how bad it was.
How the fuck do they keep getting these shows in here? There's like...
Well, the council granted puts it on. These...
Yeah, but it's kind of like fucking the name of the comedy club a little bit, isn't it?
Nah, the only people coming to watch that were people that wouldn't watch comedy.
Yeah.
Like, they're absolute pussies. You could just tell that, like, nah, these people can't handle... comedy at all.
Oh yeah, they'd get up, they'd fucking, if they saw your act, they'd get up and fucking cry,
applaud.
They always do the all right, so the show opens, he does like thanks the Awabakal people for being on the land, which straight away to me I'm just like, for fuck's sake.
What is it, indigenous dancing, isn't it?
Well, he reckons he's indigenous, but he's fucking whiter than me.
Okay,
so
wow,
flick of the paintbrush, as they say.
Yeah.
He gets out, he does his fucking thing, thanks everyone for being there and all that shit, and then they do like a meditation thing. Oh, it's just fucking bad from the start. But then he's saying that he's Aboriginal, and then at one point he puts on like this sailor boy outfit, which is gay as fuck, and he's like wearing this little sailor hat and that, and then he starts putting like white makeup on his face. I'm like, so you identify as Aboriginal, now you're doing white face. Fucking pick a lane, cunt. But also, good on you. Good on you for doing whiteface, mate.
What's the point of dressing up as a sailor anyway?
Oh, because it was like some like gay porn thing. Hell, he's like, you see sailor guys in gay porn, and then, but also like we dress up kids as sailors. I'm like, no one dresses up their kid as a fucking sailor. I haven't seen one. Like,
you do, because that's their last photo that's ever taken of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's either that or a Spider-Man outfit, and then they're never seen again. Unfortunately, he will be seen again today. Yeah.
That's the problem with, you shouldn't dress kids up as Spider-Man because he's never found by the police, so.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Dress him up as a black man.
They'll find him in 10 minutes.
They'll find him. They might choke him out.
Yeah.
But he'll live.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. And then, the whole thing was just fucking weird. He's just doing, like, I hate watching fucking that interpretive dance bullshit where they're just, like, flailing around on stage and they're like, yeah, it's art. You're like, and people were giving him, like, cues and stuff to dance and then he'd just do the same thing over and over again. I'm like, you just, so much hate. Like, I'm usually cool with what people are doing and, good on him for giving it a crack, but, like, fuck. Not for me at all. I just had to keep walking out.
Get it out. Come on. There's so much fucking behind the curtain fucking hate here at the moment.
It's fucking bad, man. Like, I have nothing against gay people, but like that was too fucking gay for me. Like, that's flamboyantly fucking, like, just the gayest shit. Just fuck on the floor. Like, a dude, like, the guy on the keyboard, gay as well. Like, if they had just fucked on stage, I'd have been like, that was better than the show, honestly. That was less gay than what you just did.
I, like, got here. I was like, oh, I'll get there 15 minutes early. James needs me from, like, 6:15, he said. I was like, oh, we've got some time to kill. So I've rocked up, caught the end of the show, and I've just looked in and, saw him flailing around and doing his fucking monologues and I was just like, oh, yuck.
How many people were there?
About 30 people, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. There were some people who just rocked up for the trivia, apparently, though.
They thought it was trivia. Yeah. They were in for a fucking treat.
Yeah. And the trivia was all, like, super obscure dance facts.
Like, well, he'd do his thing. And then he'd give, like, the answers to the questions in his, like, performance.
But no.
And then you just had to, like, recall what he said.
Sounds like a test.
Yeah.
And come watch me dance and you have a test at the end.
Yeah. And, he didn't even take the sheets to mark them. He was just like, what'd you get? What were your points? What were your points? And they were just sort of, like, just going by ear, I guess. And then at the end, some team was like, oh, we've won, and then another team's like, no, we've got the same amount of points. I'm like, well, you could just say that because no one's fucking checked anything.
Yeah.
And it was all for a fucking vegan meat tray anyway at the end.
It's not like fucking trivia teams to be super competitive for no fucking reason, is it?
Yeah, well, just the vegan meat tray just really fucking tops it off.
Yeah, it's really the cherry on the fucking...
Did he fucking drop a load on the top of it just to, like, personal touch?
Yeah.
The
that would have been a good finale, honestly.
Yeah.
To the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Just the...
Kind of ruins the whole vegan meat tray, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's full of protein.
The pretentious bows at the end, and then he just walked out the back of the stage as well after the show was done. He walked out the back, and there's a chair there where he's clearly sat down on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I'll just wait back here.
Fucking nailed this shit.
Oh,
fuck. Maybe just he's still back there.
How much I fucking hated that. Was like how much they would hate us. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
No.
Yeah. I don't think that should be for anyone, to be honest, in my opinion. But look, if people get offended at our jokes, we're going to be offended at that.
That's right. That's how I feel right now. Yeah.
Why don't you sit in and heckle them then today?
Yeah, well, you could come in and heckle.
Fuck that. I've got football to watch.
And pink eye.
Mm.
They probably know how to get rid of that.
Yeah. Jizzing it. Fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude he was with, the singer, he was fucking talented. That song at the end was good. I don't know if you wrote it. I'm pretty sure it was a song I've heard before.
I didn't like it. I didn't like his singing.
I appreciated it.
It just made me crawl, like, ugh, emotions. Fuck that.
You're like, ah.
This guy's dad obviously didn't fucking beat him enough. He's displaying way too many emotions right now. I can't handle it. Anyway. Yeah. Good show after that. Not bad. The crowd was a bit flatter, apparently, compared to Friday night.
Yeah. So James gets on. He's hosting. And there was a lady, Jen, front row. Doesn't realise that she's there to watch a comedy show.
Well, she did. She came up to the bar when she came in and she was like, I'm a massive fan of comedy. She was like talking to me about comedians that she likes. Like, she seemed pretty with it.
Mm.
And she had two glasses of white wine.
Well, I was watching news at the bar and you're like, we're about to start serving now, so you're going to have to go grab a seat.
Mm.
And then she was like, what did she say back? She was like,
oh, she was just sort of saying, like, oh, she was just being a cheeky old bitch. I'm the one who runs the show. Just fucking being a pest. And Elliot's like, no, like, go sit down.
Yeah, go sit down.
Yeah.
And then she said something about, like, talking to the manager or something along those lines, I remember.
Mm.
And Elliot's like, yeah, I'm one of the owners of the club, so fuck off. She sort of looked at him like, oh, okay. Yeah. So then she sits down, second or third row back, and then just decides that she's going to tell stories that go nowhere and interrupt James's bits. And James had to be like, all right, like, that's enough.
Mm-hmm. I've
got to tell my jokes. And then she tells another story about her parents having to use newspaper as toilet paper, which went nowhere. And he had to be like, no, this is your second warning. The next time I'm going to have to kick you out. And like, he's up there trying to be a fucking host and likable and get people in the mood for comedy and also have to warn this lady that she's about to get kicked out.
Yep.
So it was kind of a weird energy that I got up to. And I started strong. Like, it was going well. And then, like, halfway through my set, I don't know, I felt like something happened. I have no idea what happened, but I felt like the second half of my set, I bombed. And I just remember just being up there just seriously confused because I did a set Friday and fucking, like, it was great. Like, start to finish, like, laughs the whole way. And then I started this set, like, strong, got my confidence up, and then just, like, ended this set on chuckles. And I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, I did not need that. I just had to go up to the back of the room with all the other comedians and just sit in it. I was just like, that's the worst feeling. Like, oh, man. And then you got up and you did well. And then everyone else did really well, start to finish. And I was like, fuck. Just, like, in my own head. And then, was it Kate?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, no, you did fine. You didn't bomb at all. I was like, oh, I felt like I bombed. She was like, nah. And then we were talking downstairs to the hen's party.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I said it to them. I was like, oh, I didn't feel like I had a really good set. They're like, no, you were really, really funny. And I was like, oh, yeah, like the second half. She's like, no, I wasn't sure if we were supposed to be laughing. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I felt bad for laughing. And I was like, that's the whole point of the show. Like, laugh. It's fine.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, maybe that was it. Maybe people thought, like, the things I was saying were true. And they started feeling sorry for me. And they're like, oh, he's being too mean on himself.
Should have just done Arnie Bev.
I should have. That would have fucking turned it around, I bet.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. It either kills or it doesn't. There's no in between. The people either fucking love that joke or they hate it. Yeah. It's always it's high risk. That's why it's so much fun. So much fun to do.
You got any bits you're working on?
Me?
No,
I still here, am I? Yeah. I was just listening to you talk for 6 minutes straight,
yeah, man.
Then.
I'm just trying to fill in time. We gotta kill an hour. We're 29 minutes in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got to kill an hour, do we? Fuck. Can we get Zoe in? Fucking.
Is that a kill an hour?
Hang on, I'll have a look.
Yeah.
I saw that thing today, that fucking this is a best of Reddit. Just logged on this morning, had a look what's going on. Some woman's complaining that her boyfriend keeps fucking using her blanket as a cum rag. She's like, how do we get him to stop?
Try fucking him.
Try fucking him.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't like confrontation. I just cry whenever there's a confrontation, so I don't want to ask him. I didn't read the comments that would have been fucking gold, I reckon, in there. Female Reddit's just fucked. Like,
yeah. The kind of fucking advice they ask for.
Yeah.
Like, ah.
I just opened up my...
You back on the bongs,
my notes.
No,
your fucking brain's not working. I just saw you looking at your phone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find bits.
Yeah, just check my emails instead.
That's good. That's what you want to do in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
You're saving yourself for Ben, are you?
I tried to postpone it today. I was like, fucking just so tired. I've really not sleeping well lately, so... I'm just like, it's just this constant game of like...
Is that your notes?
Yeah.
It's just one big note.
What, you fucking moron.
What are you talking about?
You just got one big note and that's it.
Yeah.
Why don't you have like fucking label them so you can go through and go, oh, that's that. Instead of one big note.
Because I don't want to.
Fucking hell. Right. How do you find anything?
I'll just, like, write, and then if it's worth doing, I'll... this is, like, my thoughts pad. So, anyway, one of the ones I'm working on is, like, Mark Zuckerberg being into, like, MMA now.
Yeah.
It's, like, the thought is, like, oh, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg can fight now, and he also knows all the shit I've been talking about him, and I just want to get up there and roast Mark Zuckerberg for... a couple of minutes, just talk about how he's a lizard person. Because he's a lizard person.
Are you sure you're not on the bongs?
I did come up with that while I was on the bongs.
Sounds like it.
I'm off the bongs now. That's part of the reason why I've slowed down too.
That's why you're not sleeping then.
Yeah, how do bongs speed you up? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, I wasn't sleeping before the bongs. That was what I thought the issue was. Like, nah.
No, that'll put you asleep.
I stay up thinking.
About putting your list into ordered things so you can find bits in there, or...?
Yeah. Nah, fuck that. The new VR bit I've got, I'm excited about. That one's funny. Just...
Oh, mate.
All my
stepping on Brian Gurr's dick.
Yeah, fuck him.
He's got the best VR bit in Newcastle.
It's his only bit.
He's had some good bits lately. Like, that Vladimir Putin opener actually fucking works, like, 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah, because it's true.
Yeah. It
looks like Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. He gets, like, halfway through his set, he's going great.
Yeah.
And then he just brings out fucking Romper Room, and he's just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
No, it's because he goes from, like, deadpan to starts moving around and getting excited.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if he just leans into the fucking creepy, he'd
I've always said
killer.
That, yeah.
Yeah. I gave him a line the other day, and he's like, nah, won't do it. I'm like, it's funny. It's a funny line, dude. It'll go well.
Wasn't it a wank joke or something?
Yeah, it's jerking off joke. All my jokes are wanking jokes. It's all I joke about. He's like, nah, but it's not true. I'm like, what, cunt? He's like, it's not true. That's not what happened. I'm like, it doesn't have to be true, dude. Like,
don't let that stop you.
Yeah. Like, what are you fucking talking about?
Well, he says it's, everything has to be true, and then he does that fucking stupid Nirvana joke.
Because it probably really happened. He probably did have a conversation with someone about his shirt.
I think he just seen it on Facebook and was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
I think that was probably it, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I've seen that exact fucking meme on Facebook. But whatever. I don't think he did it on purpose.
You know those jiu-jitsu stickers that are fucking... You get one when you do a bit of jiu-jitsu to put on the back of your car?
Yeah.
I just want one of them. That's my new bit.
Yeah.
It's just all the perks of doing jiu-jitsu with none of the work.
Yeah, so people know.
Yeah, fucking everyone knows. Don't fuck with this cunt.
Yeah.
He'll fucking strangle me.
That's the only reason why people do it.
Yeah, it's to get the sticker for their bumper sticker. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gracie Barra. Fucking.
Yeah, Gracie Barra.
I see it everywhere. And then I pull up next to it and it's just like some chick driving the car.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it's probably a boyfriend. Better not flip of the bird.
Yeah. I was like, when I was younger, I was like, I saw people with that sticker and they were selling the stickers at the gym. And I was like, I feel like you'd have to be a blue belt before you can do that.
Yeah,
for real.
Put the sticker on. Yeah,
put the sticker on. That comes with like getting a blue belt. If you're a blue belt, then you get a sticker.
Yeah.
If you're a white belt, no.
Yeah, it should be a reward for doing jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You can just walk into a gym and buy one.
Yeah.
You reckon they just let me walk in off the street and buy a sticker?
They would. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
We should film that.
Yeah. You should also do.
We should
ADC.
Film that as a skit. Like, I go in and I get the sticker for my car,
and then
some cunt just fucking pulls over.
Yeah, road rage.
Get Bobby to just fucking pull me over.
Yeah, yeah.
Just fucks me up.
Yeah. It sounds like you don't really do jiu-jitsu, do you? Like, nah.
No, I just got the sticker.
Yeah.
Came with the car.
Yeah. Well, they used to have the snowboarding sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a little humble brag. You're like, yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah,
I snowboard.
I just had a sticker machine. I'm like, I want to make some stickers.
Yeah,
let's do that.
I feel like you could have went like way heavier with like stickers than just snowboarding.
Yeah, one of those fuck off, we're full stickers on the back.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck off. Perfect. Ned Kelly.
Yeah, Ned Kelly. Such is life.
Such is life.
Fucking
yeah.
Bullet holes.
Yeah.
Fuck cancer.
Yeah.
God, there's some fucking bad stickers people put on their cars.
Yeah.
Just the tramp stamp for the car.
Yeah. If you're going to ride my ass, pull my hair, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always frumpy 38-year-old mums have got those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say that like I'm not a frumpy 30-year-old man anyway.
You are frumpy.
I am frumpy. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. 15 kegs.
You dropped 15.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, I'm going to put up a motivational post once I hit 99.
Yep. What's it going to say?
It's going to say, still fat. But getting there.
You got to be grinding. I'm grinding every day now.
I'm really not. I'm doing the bare minimum, and I'm lucky I'm losing weight.
It just shows you how much you used to eat, probably.
Yeah, it was lockdown and just like sitting at a fucking computer screen all day. Having nothing to do, so then going from one side of the room on a laptop to another side of the room on a keyboard, like on a computer, and just playing video games for fucking 18 hours a day. Like, just so unhealthy.
So whatever unhealthy. Happened to The Biggest Loser? Does that show still run?
Nah. Because you can't now, because of it's kind of fat shaming.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah, No, all they got to do is call them beautiful. Like, they start the show beautiful, and then by the end of it...
They look beautifuler.
They're ugly. They're ugly. They're like, oh, you were better when you were fat.
They do kind of get uglier, though, like, in some cases. Like, they got a lot of hanging skin and shit by the end of it.
None of them look good.
Yeah, it's like Jared from Subway.
Yeah.
And they got to fuck kids, too.
Yeah.
That's the prize.
Yeah.
Congrats, you're The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
He's a child.
Yeah. You get a free trip to Epstein Island.
Yeah. What do you got there, Adam?
I got fuck all. Yeah.
You've just had a breakup, mate. That's 5 minutes right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't fucking processed it properly yet.
Well.
The only new one I got was the one that I did on Wednesday. It's like, yeah, I got to start getting thinner. Because it's not like women are falling from the sky anymore.
No, not were
since,
they ever?
Not since 9/11 anyway.
Yeah, that one's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you should go fucking get a job at an iPhone factory in China.
Why is that?
Because women do fall from the sky there.
Okay.
They make it past the safety nets.
I thought it was kids.
Yeah, kids too. Well, you know, gender's not a problem over there.
Yeah.
They put all the kids to work.
Yeah. None of these fucking child labour laws. Like us soft Westerners. That's why they're taking over, man.
Well, they're working on it here. They want to lower the age of work to 13, so...
Yeah.
Wasn't that just for forklift licenses?
No, that was 16. For you can't get the 457 visas in. You got to get, yeah, that tight 13-year-old pussy.
Yeah.
All right, play the crickets, Tyler.
No, play the anime.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'll be back in a sec.
He's gone to tuck his erection in. Oh, yeah, take it off. Why didn't you do that on camera?
What? Doesn't want anyone to see his fucking gunt.
My gunt? It's got to go. Oh, I've been in rug sales and everything's got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What are you going to do to lose weight?
Exercise.
Coming in the summer, start surfing.
Yeah.
Get a gym membership?
I have got a gym membership.
Anytime?
What is it? Fucking... the one at Qatar or whatever it's called, EMF, I think it is.
Ah, yeah.
Should go with Mitch to the gym.
Yeah. You make you feel do better about 20 yourself. 20 minutes on an elliptical while you watch YouTube. That's what I do.
Yeah. I've got a lot of stuff. Like,
is that all you do at the gym?
Yeah, man.
Why don't you just get a bike? Ride around town.
You can't watch YouTube while riding around town.
Get an exercise bike.
Dude, it's like fucking cheating. Like, I work hard. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm going hard the whole time. But it doesn't.
What videos are you watching?
World War II documentaries.
That's what gets you hard.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. Just rock hard. Making eye contact with all the pretty ladies as they walk past.
That's funny. Yeah.
Where do you go to the gym at?
Just on King Street, the Anytime there.
The one with the big window in the front where the ellipticals are.
Yeah.
So we can see you in the wild before the open mic every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't normally have time to do it before the Tuesday.
Okay.
But I usually go Mondays and Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Mondays it is. I'll be down there with a camera next week.
Do it. Do it. I've got to do it in a way that my titties don't bounce, though. That's
why you're doing elliptical, not jogging.
Yeah, no fucking way am I jogging. My knees will explode, dude. It's already bad.
What about rowing machine?
Yeah, I do the rowing machine as well. It's more like to rehab my back and warm up when I do it, though. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll do 20 minutes on the rowing machine.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, got through 5 minutes, and I was like, fuck me, this is way harder than I remember. Because I used to do it quite a bit. Like, that used to be my thing, was a rowing machine. Just do that for ages, but I'm a fatty now. It's hard when you're fat. Those cheeseburgers have caught up to me. That being said, I am going to Macca's on the way home today.
Fuck yeah.
What are you doing to lose weight, Ethan?
Meth.
Yep.
It's going well.
You've got the teeth to match, it's good.
I do, I should take up meth as an excuse for my teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they're that fucked. Well, fucking old Adam Ronan over here, 7 grams of mushrooms the other day, mate.
It didn't happen properly, though, so it didn't really work.
Quite a good dose. You're on the piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing while you're drunk?
He did them with fucking ice cream and milk.
I didn't know. They went down all right.
Oh, yeah.
They came up a bit rough.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, I didn't get my money's worth, but I got what I was after.
That you spewed it, because, yeah, probably half of them digested.
Yeah.
Well, probably started, like, the process, and then, yeah, you got bailed out.
Oh, no, like, it was about 4 hours later that I spewed, so...
Yeah, I don't know how long it takes to convert it all. You're just taking them fucking all natural. But, yeah, 7 grams is quite a fucking lot of mushrooms.
What were you after? What were you going in for?
To get fucked up.
That's your intention.
Yeah.
What's your setting?
You weren't like going for some personal growth or something like that.
Fuck that.
Right, it's like that ship's passed, mate.
Yeah, fucking that ship sailed a long time ago.
Only personal
and it
growth
sunk.
Yeah.
His personal growth will be like a tumor. That's about it.
Can't wait for that party. Ronan's funeral.
Fuck me.
Well, I reckon I'll be at yours first.
If one of us is going to die from cancer, it's probably going to be me. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, you get all fucking ripped, and then The doctor's like, Mitch, got some bad news.
Yeah, yeah. Would have been good if you had some fat reserves now for this chemo that's coming up. Shit. Oh, man. I'm like, because the goal is to get down to like 85 kilos, which is still heavy.
What's your height?
164 centimetres.
What's that in...
20 centimetres less than me.
5'6".
I'm 6'4". 85.
Yeah. You should be like aiming for 75.
Yeah, but I'm not. The last... yeah.
But I'm not. Fuck that.
Not worth it. No, when Tanya and I first got together, I was like 63.
Fuck me, cunt.
Yeah. And that was down from 95. So I was 95 and then lost a heap of weight for that weight loss competition at work. Yeah, got down to 63. Got with Tanya and then just slowly built back up over the years. Mayfield, I was probably walking around at about 85. I lived at Mayfield. That was probably the best I ever looked. Mayfield days.
You've never looked good.
Nah, that Halloween party that we went to at fucking Warners Bay Tav.
Oh, yeah.
Where we put you in a gi with Pussy Destroyer in the back. Just you on the dance floor. I just remember you seeing, like, the party boy dance. Just Pussy Destroyer in your back. Yeah.
Didn't get any pussy.
Nah.
Don't know why.
There was a chick in a fucking bikini that we were talking to at the end of the night. I remember.
I don't.
And I was just being a cunt to her the whole time.
Oh, old Mitch. Old racist Mitch.
Just negging.
Yeah. Yeah. It was you, me and Jolson.
Was it? I don't even remember him being there.
Yeah.
Fuck, I must have been drunk.
Oh, we were fucking hammered. I don't know how we got home.
No, can't remember.
I think it might have been Tanya picked us up. She was a fucking trooper back then. Used to always Dezo for me. Just 3 a.m. in your shed.
Yeah.
Fucking Tanya's asleep. Me and Jolson on our second carton for the night.
Because back to the bit I'm doing when they still give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking sick of this person, goddammit.
Yeah. Those days have gone.
Yep. You're in it for the long run now, champ.
Yeah, well, till she divorces me.
The self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Yeah, one day she'll wake up and she's like, what the fuck? Introduced Tanya to Bridget last night. Bridget's like, holy fuck, dude, you are punching. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Her set was fucking wild.
Yeah, they always are.
Yeah.
She's one of my favourite people to watch.
Pitcher Parkers.
Yeah, just asking girls in the crowd if they've had abortions.
Yeah.
And one of them's like, yeah.
Yeah, there's always one.
Then it got real fucking awkward.
Yeah, she did that on Friday too.
Yeah.
It was fucking sick. Yeah, there was one joke that didn't... It was a joke about, like, bear spray. She's dating some dude in America or something. I was like, it didn't get the recognition it deserved. It was a good joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her whole set's like that. I feel like if you put her on a show with Bridget, Ronan and Joel Pierce, that would be a fucking good show.
Some people would find it a good show.
Yeah.
White people, black comedy. No stool humping.
Yeah. Who'd be another good one? Oh, yeah, Broden.
Yeah.
Broden. I wonder if they'll let us put that show on. Do you want to produce a show?
No.
There you go, Ronan. You're always bitching at how I don't put you on shows.
Yeah.
Let's fucking do that.
Right, yeah.
You, Bridget, Joel.
You can't Broden. Get Joel to open, though.
No, it'd be you to open.
He needs somebody likable to open.
None of you is
alike. Yeah, no, that's the point of the show.
The unlikables.
Yeah. Fucking hell, Joel went hard on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was...
I don't know why Eddie put him first. It's just a fucking ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah, he would have been better. He would have went way better in the second half, I think, once everyone got liquored up. It was a good show on Wednesday, though. Like, people hung around. Like, it was... I'd say probably like 80% full there. Like, there wasn't any empty tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did some new material, which I thought was good as well. Yeah, he's been doing really well. He did a show at Sydney Comedy Club at Luna Park as well.
Yeah, he said it was awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They didn't like it.
Oh, it was just a weird setup. And it was like, yeah, you got all like these families with kids around and then sort of go downstairs into like this comedy...
Dungeon,
yeah. And it was like a very short show as well. It was like, I think he said it was like two acts, then a break, and then a headliner.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking weird way to run it.
What, two acts? How long did he say?
No, I can't remember.
It sounds like an hour show.
Yeah.
Bit over.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Because I see a lot of highlights online of that room.
Mm. Did you see his? Did he get a highlight?
Yeah.
You should put one out.
Yeah.
He does a lot of, like putting shit out on social media, though. I gotta do more of that. I plan to film the open mic, like, last Tuesday with the camera and fucking record through the thing, but I just fucking didn't do it.
Yeah.
And it was good. Like, me and Bradley hosted the last one, I think, and it fucking went well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it would. Bradley's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's getting real good.
Yeah.
He had a great set Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Because everyone was like, oh, this might be a fucked room. And then he got up and I was like, nah, we're good.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Right at the end, closing out the show. Glad I didn't bomb. I was expecting a bomb.
Yeah, you did 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Went well.
It was easy.
It kind of... They were like riled up because it was the... Queen's fucking Memorial Day or whatever the next day, and everyone was on the piss.
Yeah.
And they were getting rowdy towards the end, like heckling and shit. But it was good to go into the fucking game at the end when they were like that.
Yeah.
Because they all just wanted to yell out, and it was like, all right, well, now's your fucking chance.
Yeah, now we don't want to yell out anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what happened. I was like, you wouldn't fucking shut up during all the set cuts.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
You had a bit of a rough one with fucking... Goldwyn.
Fuck me, that cunt wouldn't shut up.
Oh, I was straight on to him. He said one thing, like right at the start. I was like, shut up, cunt.
Yeah. Georgia went and talked to him after the show. She was like, yeah, he was a bit retarded.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Actually had like some sort of like mental issue.
Yeah, he just said something like in the middle of my set. He just said something. It was just gibberish. So I just got the crowd to fucking applaud him. I was like, round of applause for this dude. All right, shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give him that, honestly.
Yeah.
It's just attention that they don't deserve. Fuck them.
Yeah, sign up. That happened here the other week as well. Someone fucking heckled. Someone yelled something out.
Mm.
I was like, fuck you, cunt. I go hard at them. I'm like, fuck you, cunt. Sign up. Sign up or shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There was one dude...
See, you're the fucking Avengers now of comedy.
It's only because I'm
keeping the streets of Newcastle clean.
It's because I haven't got funny roasts. That's the only thing. I was like laying in bed the other night thinking of roasts.
What, to eat or
fucking? Yeah, chicken. Yeah. Roast dinner. Fuck yeah, man.
Staring at the ceiling, licking your lips.
That's what I opened up, first up. I've written a new roast for you. Yeah, it's in my fucking... My roast thing is.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
What's the... I must have... this one's a bad one. I've got a couple of ones. You've got that rule that you always hold the mic against your chin.
Yeah.
It's just so you don't eat it.
Yeah, that's
which
how that...
chin?
Fuck, that's making it into the highlights, isn't it?
And your bucket list is exclusively KFC.
Yeah. It's a good one. Yeah, I came straight from work and didn't have a change of clothes a couple of weeks back.
Mm.
It was the week after I roasted you about your fucking poorly fitting dinner jacket, but I was ready for it.
Yeah.
I had the best roast for myself as well. I was like, I look like a failed geography teacher.
Yeah.
Unemployed geography teacher.
I've written a new one for you as well.
Here we go. What do you got?
58.8 pussies.
Yeah.
That's how many pieces you get stuck in your teeth after they've been in there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I wrote a whole bunch the other week.
I haven't had 58 in my life. roasted me now. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
You got ones for me?
Yeah. Ethan Bentley looks like the white version of the UNICEF ads.
Junicef.
I love Ethan, but sometimes when I speak to him, I start to think maybe Hitler had some good points.
Yeah. I do have the body like I have been in a concentration camp for the past fucking 10 years.
But you haven't got the tan.
Yeah.
So you're one of those like experimental Jews.
Yeah.
They're just there practicing dental work on you.
Most of the ones of yours I've already fucking used.
Yeah.
Well, they were Ethan's ones anyway.
Another one. Ethan must have a diverse family tree. Not often you get the nose of an Israeli with the teeth of an Englishman.
Mitch, you're always talking about your circle of friends, and it's because you're so fat they're stuck in orbit. you're an absolute crusher of your knees and fucking ankles.
Yeah. I'm just like a walking arthritis ad. Yeah.
Used to be in the military as a gravy seal.
Gravy seal. Fuck me, I've heard that one.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
How long are you going to keep doing this character for, Ronan?
I'm kind of trying to keep it but not do one-liners.
Yeah.
Just kind of, because the slowing it down is the way it works.
Mm.
Yeah.
It works heaps better because you can...
It's not that far from your regular personality, really.
It's kind of not. I'm just leaning into being a fucking total cunt, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can take your time and something will always come to you rather than when you talk really fast and you're waiting for your fucking brain to catch up to your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen you dealing with, like, hecklers and shit like that lately. And because you're in that slow it down mode, like you've got more time to come up with a comeback. It's been good.
Yeah.
You usually just fucking just ask them stupid questions.
Yeah, just give them enough rope to hang themselves.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. Like I've been doing a bit of crowd work and I'm like, fuck, I should have asked like this. Like after the fact, I'm like, fuck, I should have just went further. Like asked the next question.
Yeah.
I would have had something on that. Because, yeah, you see them like Kyle does it all the time where he's just like, doesn't have something on the first question, just fucking keep going. Next question, it'll come eventually. Yeah,
that's just the thing. It's like a confidence. Fucking, what do you do? Cool. All right, next. That's everyone's first attempt at fucking crowd work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I ask. It's become a running joke now. Open mic. I'm like, all right, we're gonna ask people what they do for a living now.
Yeah.
So how long are you plan on staying up the front for?
We'll do 6 months.
Yep.
That's the plan.
I think we're halfway.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So another 3 months and then we'll...
And we've done half of those gigs in the 3 months. Well, I have.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing a whole heap.
Yeah. I've only missed one last week. But it's good to mix it up and, like, it's good to have...
No, you missed two.
Have I?
Yeah, because me and Brad did one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's Brad and I.
Yeah, it's good to do because we need to pass the reins on anyway. So it's, yeah, have people.
That's probably a better way of doing it, of like get people up, give them like a week just to pop in and then like, all right, that person might be good to do it later.
Yeah.
Rather than just being like, all right, we're done, next two, up you go. I can hope this works for the next 6 months.
Yeah, I want to give Broden a go.
Oh, that could fucking...
It'd go fucking horrible.
Yeah.
He'd probably be better off with you if he was going to have a go.
Yeah.
You need the fucking crazy one and the straight man. Fucking... Because you always watch it and somebody will be the person that rides the fucking wave and the other person just stands back and chimes in.
Yeah. That's what I did with Bradley on the last one.
There's not much choice with him.
It was weird at the start. I was like, oh, I'm just going to have to let him talk. But you figure it out pretty quick. But we were also real short on time because we were doing 5-minute sets and there was like 20 fucking comics.
Yeah.
So it was running over. And I was just like, nah, it's housekeeping, fucking smash that stuff out, check the boxes, let Bradley do his thing, and then let's fucking get out of here. And he was crashing anyway. So I was like, I don't need to fucking add anything on.
Yeah. Yeah, I, last couple of weeks when you and I do it, usually one of us will, we're getting now to the point where it, like, we can hit a rhythm where one of us is like riffing heaps and the other one just throws out tags or whatever. Like first couple of months, like first sort of month, we were kind of treading on each other's toes, more so me treading on yours, just handbraking it. Every now and then.
A little bit.
Yeah, Ronan got to feel what that was like when you emceed with me.
Oh, just let you fucking go. Just fucking wind up at the back and fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting to do. Like, it's, I don't know if you can really get away with doing bits in between the acts.
Only if you need to save it.
Yeah. 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 But usually even then, like, it was funny when old mate got up and he fucked his name up.
Oh, yeah. Jadson, Jackson.
Yeah, he called him Jadson. And then he bombed.
Fuck, and he bombed.
I was like, oh, fucking give it up for Patrick. Everyone laughed and he said something. I'm like, I'll get your name right when you stop bombing, cunt. Just like, and because I'm like usually really nice, the whole crowd was just not ready for it. Like, holy fuck.
Oh, they're all inside though, because he got up with, he's American bloke.
Yeah.
He just got up with that fucking, I'm the shit fucking American fucking
right,
style.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what's different between America and Australia? No guns. Fucking, that's kind of his whole bit. And it went as well as that fucking went just then, basically.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, and he fucking slammed me for getting his name wrong. And nobody trusted him yet, so they just fucking hated him straight away.
You gotta be careful with shitting on the MC.
Yeah, I've heard it doesn't go so well.
True. Especially if the crowd's somewhat like, oh, yeah, this guy's all right.
Yeah.
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 I think that everybody's going better than that particular MC that we're talking about now anyway, so.
Jason Starrett, was it?
Yeah.
He fucking ate it.
I don't think he does comedy anymore.
No. Apparently he's been doing it for fucking ages too.
Mm.
He was trying to like do gigs at Lazotte's and stuff like that, but I think
he did put one on. Or he
it was a Movember show, but it didn't go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was like Movember in July or some shit. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, because we've got COVID. The Movember show now.
Yeah.
Like,
oh well, if he's like the Movember showcase has taken out two comics then.
Mm.
It's taken out Bill. Fucking Bill and fucking Jason.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What's too bad it didn't take you out.
It fucking nearly did.
Yeah. Oh, that was a fucking bone rattling crush, that one. Jeez. Oh, I mean, not crush, that was a fucking bomb, yeah.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Oh, man. Those are the kind of bombs that keep you up at night.
I went back home and I was listening to it and it was just like, oh, fuck. Like, it is that bad. It's even worse when you fucking listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like in my top three bombs, definitely.
Yeah.
There's that one, the fucking Lewisham, and I can't think of the other one off the top of my head, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lewisham doesn't count.
Yeah.
That one's fucking, everyone bombs there.
Oh, yeah, but fuck. That was like, I needed that, and fucking, it was like, you better start writing again, can't fucking.
Yeah. I've fucking been doing that since I went to the Lewisham.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, got to write, got to get back on it.
It's kind of, I've started to notice, like, when you start bombing, like, you always get fucking rattled from it.
Mm.
But generally it means that there's, like, another fucking growth spurt coming pretty soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Fucking or you quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who's, yous are doing the Movember again this year?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll hit Eddie up. We'll do a,
Does he need an MC?
We'll
get Jason
host.
Back. Nah, Jason Sarrett, mate. Bring him back.
Nah.
If you're two, you should host. Like,
yeah.
It kind of works better because, like, hosting by yourself, is just that bit harder, I think.
Yeah, especially when you don't know you're going to be doing it.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Talk about getting thrown on the bus. So have you got your money yet or?
No.
No.
It's not coming.
Right. We're going to have to do a fucking special prize for him.
I've resigned to the fact that I'm not getting that money.
Right.
That's fucked, man.
Yeah.
I have to do an award.
So far.
When they have that awards night, whenever it's coming up, we're going to have to do the award.
If he's not paying comics, he's not invited.
No, he'll be there. But yeah, you have like the Rising Star Award.
Yeah.
And then it's like, sorry, we didn't have any money for you. Fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not negotiable. No money, not negotiable.
Yep.
Exactly. You did such a fucking huge favor. Like,
dude, ridiculous.
I turned up for a free set. Yeah. Oh, I need you to MC. No worries. Do well.
Yeah.
Do well. Fucking essentially save the show. Nah. No money.
Good show, though.
It was all right. Yeah. It wasn't like red hot crowd, but it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, no one left complaining. Like, people were laughing. Like, it just wasn't one of those, like, crusher shows where it's like red hot here.
Yeah.
And it's going off. It was more like that other Friday that we had here where there was the veterans in and it was a bit fucking weird.
When was that?
A couple of Fridays ago, it was like 30 veterans in here.
Yeah.
And they just weren't laughing at anything. So it was like a good chunk of the crowd that just wasn't on board.
Why the fuck? Why would you know.
It was me and you had to fucking host. I'd had the worst day of my life.
Oh, that was then, was it?
Yeah.
I had the worst day of my fucking life that day. Just like spent the entire afternoon having panic attacks at work. And then, 2 o'clock,
get a message. What type of veterans are we talking?
Air Force.
Like PTSD.
Yeah, like
disabled veterans, weren't they?
No.
Oh.
Were they young or?
There was some young. I knew one of them. I knew one of them. He fucking hated me when we were in. He fucking, for good reason. I'm a fuckwit. But.
Oh, that's probably why they didn't laugh.
Yeah.
They're just going, look at this. He would have been like, oh, look at this cunt. Look at this cunt.
Who the fuck does he think he is?
He's gotten fat. And he's up there bombing.
Did you just whistle again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about how another fucking career's failed. Oh, man. Just really not what I wanted to run into someone I knew from way back then.
Yeah.
Like, not the night for it.
It's kind of weird sometimes that when you're MCing and you want to fucking tee off on somebody, like proper fucking tee off, but you can't because you're like, oh, I don't really want to fucking, go do the bad thing by the club sort of thing.
Yeah, you can't derail the show.
Yeah.
You're steering the boat. You can't steer it into the rocks.
Yeah. It's like those two, when we were MCing the other week and those two drunk fucking old bags were just there to chat and not fucking.
Yeah.
We had to tell them to quieten down like 6 times. Mm. Then James cut them off and they're like, oh, we're going. So they weren't even here to watch comedy. They're just here to drink.
Yeah, and then they stood out there and were.
Yeah, like, in like the fucking the cave. Yeah.
Talking.
Or in the back.
Yeah, where it just fucking rattles in fucking everybody's sets.
Yeah. It's like, fuck off.
And I was getting ready to go after him, and I could see James like going like that, and I thought he was just like, nah, shut up, just move the show along. But he was just wanting to get back to the bar.
Yeah.
Because I was going to be like, you just actually want to be here, fucking, or you just want to fuck off. Yeah, and then you got to fucking be like, oh, you all trust me, fucking, I've been doing a good job, haven't I? All right, I'm going to tee off on these cunts, so fucking.
Yeah.
Come with me.
Yeah.
I'll lead us into battle.
Fucking. That's the open mic, though. People will turn up and just talk in the middle of the show. I had, like right here, like, fucking, like, left a stage if you're looking on. Like, just front row having a conversation. I remember I just, like, walked up to him. I was like, how you going? Like, oh, good. Anything you want to share? Like, what's going on? Oh. I'm like, shut up. It's a fucking comedy show. You're front row. Like, holy shit. I can hear you.
That's your thing now, isn't it? She's like, fucking shut up, cunt.
Yeah, shut up, cunt.
Doing an Elliot. There was a chick that was heckling on the last Tuesday with Bradley, and she was like, so drunk. And she was like, that's what she said, was like a heckle. But it was
for a joke before.
Yeah, but it fucking didn't make any sense. And it's like, what the fuck? She didn't heckle us, she heckled an act. And I got up and I was like, who the fuck said that? And then apparently she raised a hand, but I couldn't see. The lights were in my face. But she didn't yell out then. And then she was at the fucking pub later. And I'm like, oh, god damn it. And then I just started roasting her at the pub instead about her shitty jacket. Just giving her shit. Apparently she's Eddie's mate, so whatever.
Oh, yeah. Somebody that's friends with Eddie couldn't fucking keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, what a surprise. But I was like...
Oh, that was like Eddie's fucking... Sorry, keep going.
I was just
going
to say, I tried to like do a roast thing that I'd sort of come up with, like at the monster trucks, you've got like all the people in wheelchairs that are disabled that tried to do freestyle motocross. They thought they could do it, but they didn't. And now they're just a spastic in the front row like you. Yeah. It did not go well.
It didn't get what it deserved.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking joke, but yeah. I just don't think you explained that one.
No, it didn't come across right.
You should do that because it's fucking...
Yeah.
But it was weird. We were sitting out there, like out in the foyer bit, and then Eddie's out there and this person comes up and Eddie's like, I fucked that person. And then this other bloke comes up and we're just like, I fucked that person. I think we were saying, yeah, it's just like you turn it into like a wedding. Fucking all the people on one side.
Bit of fucked Eddie.
Fucked Eddie.
It's going to be a one-sided room. The building might fall over.
We might need to use both sides of the room.
Yeah. That other monster truck bit I did went all right, though, about going there and, like, that was doing the national anthem and we're all standing up. There's some dude on a fucking water-powered hoverboard waving the Australian flag and I felt the nationalism rising up inside me and I'm like, maybe we are full. That fucking went all right.
Yeah. I had a good one the other week as well. There was that British dude.
Mm.
He's like, oh, I've come over here for work. I was like... Fucking over here stealing hardworking Australian jobs, are you? Get out of my country.
Oh, yeah, Jack. The one in the front row.
Yeah, that was funny. And then I went a bit too far with that one. I was like...
Exactly like you.
Yeah, 200... I was like, oh, we're about 200 years late to say that, aren't we?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're fucking... Yeah. I had to pull you up. I was like, one too many.
Yeah, one too many. I was like, oh, fuck, all right. But they invaded us. No, all right, fair enough. Fuck yes.
All right. So is Movember going to be on a Saturday night again, or?
Oh, we'll see. I haven't worked out a date with Eddie yet.
Mm.
Should probably get the fucking ball rolling on that. It's 2 months' time.
Yeah, you want a good month in advance to fucking promo it.
Yeah.
Are you going to get Eddie to MC and shit on men again, or fucking?
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
We're here for men's health. Guys are fucked.
Yeah.
No, it'd probably be me and Ethan host.
Yeah, why not?
We'll do it. And then hopefully Eddie will start. Fucking, I gotta host the Kent this week.
Yeah, I heard you shitting on me about it.
Is that Thursday night?
Wednesday.
All right, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Saying I'm gonna run the fucking night into the ground.
Yeah,
you both said that. I think Nabroden said that. And
I think I roasted you, because I like got up and. I was just roasting you because you talked to everyone doing crowd work as the MC, which was going not so great. And I was like, no one wants to talk to you. And then everyone was on my side instantly. I was like, oh, fuck.
That was fine. But then I just called you a fucking sex tourist at the end of it and everyone was back. So
yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, that was a fucking battle that night. Nothing was working. I know why it was. Eddie's got like his fucking... She's got a stereo to mono jack, and it fucks the whole sound up. So she just needs two more leads, and it'll be fine. Because it was the music was fucking up, not the speech.
There was no music.
Yeah.
Music was fucked.
It's kind of weird. You don't realize until it's not there. It's like you fucking need that music in between acts.
Yeah.
And you do kind of need, like a break in between for the music to start, and for people to clap and bring people up. It's really good here because there's a bit of a walk.
Mm.
So it's like that reset in between the sets. Mm. At the Kent, people just get straight up and it's kind of jarring, at least compared to what you're used to at like the Stag or here. That's just my opinion though. It might be completely wrong and I'm happy to admit that.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ, let's end it there.
I just got super defensive for no reason.
I think this podcast has run its course.
So, fucking, yeah, we
it's
went
now
over.
It's 13. There's going to be a lot of editing.
I remember getting to 58 minutes. I was like, 2 minutes. And it just kept going. I was like, fuck.
Well, it's usually the way it's like we fucking putt along and then once it reaches time, we start actually going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not today.
Well, yeah, look, that's totally my fault. You shouldn't have booked me as a guest, and I shouldn't have turned up today.
You turned up late too. We're sitting here fucking running.
Turn up late, hungover, fucking sad.
Pink eye
and pork chops.
Oh, fuck. Thanks for listening, everyone. Check out Old Mate Bentley on Instagram, Mitch Coyne Comedian. What's your Instagram handle?
Oh, who gives a fuck? Like,
yeah, fair enough. Yeah, no, that's all right.
Follow me on Carrier Pigeons.
Good one.
More crickets, more editing.
Yeah. I just like to, it wasn't my thing. Whatever you said a minute ago.
Just like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land.
Just fucked. Oh, not looking forward to that.
All right, so we're going to fucking go out doing some interpretive dance.
I'm gonna tell fucking Ben that I can't make it today.
You doing any gigs? We got any gigs on? We'll be hosting the open mic next Tuesday.
Yeah.
You can find Adam Ronan at the Black Butt Hotel drowning his sorrows.
I've got a show in November.
Did you get one down in Melbourne?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure on that one yet.
Get me on the show.
If you're coming to Melbourne,
I'm coming to Melbourne, actually. It's in October, November, isn't it? Pretty sure the missus is going to be overseas. I'm going to need to fucking do something to keep my head occupied.
Yeah, well,
I can't wait for that. You're going to be all sad and shit for a fucking...
Yeah.
I'm fucking watching heaps of porn.
Gonna go back to being a piece of shit, video games and porn, for a whole fucking 5 weeks.
Yeah. I'll be performing 7th of November at SoCal in Neutral Bay.
So. Oh yeah, I've done that gig.
Yeah, so we'll see
what happens.
It's
not too bad.
Yeah.
It's a legacy gig, obviously.
Yeah.
He's the only one that books us fucking retards.
Yeah.
I was on there fucking.
I got a
bed
for the spot too.
Yeah.
And fucking Reuben and Lizzie Hu was on there and she fucking destroyed. I was like, she's going places.
Yeah,
she's on fucking TV. Cool. Like, yep, I shared the stage with her because I know Kyle.
Yeah.
That's, I'll hear, like, people like Bill Burr bring up, like, Al Bene and I'll be like, fuck yeah, I did a gig with him. I bombed one night in front of him.
He bombed too.
Yeah. That was a wild night. He killed the first show. Second show, not so much. That wasn't his fault.
Yeah. Sign up for the Patreon if you want to hear these episodes.
You
want to
watch
unedited.
Did you ever get that World Vision
ad?
No, like donation platform. Like $1 a day for the Patreon.
That's the Patreon, yeah. No, I haven't set it up yet. No one's signed up, so...
Yeah. Well, you're getting no money, so getting $1 a day is going to be fucking hard.
Yeah, that'd be good.
$30 a month. That's... Fuck, man. It's a lot of Dirty Bird. That's like three fucking Zinger boxes right there.
That's your currency. Mine's pussy, yours is KFC.
Yeah.
We'll get you out a photo, a video out in the back, digging a well out the back in your backyard. Mm. That's the World Vision sponsorship level.
Yeah.
Fuck, I could go some KFC today. I might do it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Just have a fucking gluten blowout.
Fuck it. Did you go sit on the toilet? You needed shit today, did you?
I've been doing fucking solid nugs, mate.
Oh, yeah.
No gluten.
Get some fucking Henny Penny.
Fuck that shit.
It's fucking great.
Oh, no.
Depends whether you want a burger or not. If you want a burger, go to KFC.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm feeling, a Zinger burger coming on.
Yeah.
Get the Zinger Cruncher
burger. What the fuck's that?
So, a Zinger burger,
Onion rings?
No, with corn chips and
fuck off.
Coleslaw.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they're trying to fucking make the cabbage more fucking manageable, are they?
It's fucking good, man. Love it. I love corn chips on anything.
I thought you were going to say I love KFC on anything.
That too. This podcast has gone entirely too long.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of here. Check me out in Neutral Bay. If you're in Newcastle, check us out at Kent. I'm hosting. It's going to be awful.
Mwah. Bye. Thanks for coming on, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
Bringing the heat.
Bringing the energy.
You know, look, I've been on 5 times. One of them's got to be fucked. So
they've all been fucked.
Bringing the pink eye.